大家好，
Hello, is there anyone?
我是今夜微风，带你看懂这个正在被 AI 重写的世界。
I'm here tonight with the gentle breeze to help you understand this world that is being rewritten by AI.
2026年1月
January 2026
乌克兰任命了一位新的国防部长。
Ukraine has appointed a new defense minister.
掌管着一个正在打仗的国家的全部军队。
In charge of the entire army of a country at war.
可这个人今年才35岁。
This person is only 35 years old this year.
从没当过一天兵。
Ever been a soldier?
连军校的门都没摸过。
I haven't even touched the colonel's door.
他上一份正经工作是开公司。
His previous legitimate job was to start a company.
搞数字营销。
Do digital marketing.
帮人投网络广告。
Help people place online ads.
说白了，是个卖流量的程序员。
In simple terms, he's a programmer who makes money by selling traffic.
一个搞互联网营销的年轻人。
A young man who is engaged in internet marketing.
凭什么去执掌一个战争国家的国防部？
What right do I have to take over the Ministry of Defense of a war-torn country?
他叫米哈伊洛·费奥多罗夫。
His name is Mikhail Fedorov.
1991年出生。
Born in 1991.
大学念的是社会学。
Major in sociology.
二十出头。
20 years old.
就自己开了家数字营销公司。
I started my own digital marketing company.
天天琢磨怎么精准投广告。
I've been thinking about how to precisely target my ads every day.
怎么让一条内容刷爆全网。
How to make a piece of content go viral on the internet.
2019年。
2019.
另一个同样是圈外人的喜剧演员。
Another comedian who is also an outsider.
要竞选总统，泽连斯基找上了。
Zelensky reached out to ask for help in his presidential campaign.
他把整个竞选的新媒体交到他手里。
He took over the entire campaign's new media.
结果大家都知道了，泽连斯基赢了。
The result is that everyone knows that Zelensky won.
而这个当年28岁的年轻人也一步登天。
And this young man, who was only 28 years old at the time, rose to prominence in a single step.
成了乌克兰史上最年轻的部长。
Became the youngest minister in Ukrainian history.
数字转型部长。
Minister of Digital Transformation.
一个搞营销的当部长，能干嘛？
What can a marketing professional do as a minister?
他干了件谁都没敢想的事儿，把
He did something that no one else dared to do.
整个国家塞进一部手机。
Put the entire country into a mobile phone.
他主导做了个手机软件，叫 DIA.
He led the development of a mobile app called D.
乌克兰语就是行动的意思。
Action is the key to success.
身份证、护照
A D card passport.
驾照
License.
报税开公司
Tax filing. Starting a business.
全在这一个软件里点几下搞定
Just a few clicks in this software and it's done.
乌克兰就这么成了全世界第一个承认电子护照法律效力的国家。注册一家公司。
Ukraine has become the first country in the world to register a company with its electronic passport.
从过去跑断腿盖章。
From running and collecting stamps.
变成手机上几分钟出证，到今天用它的乌克兰人超过2000万。
From a few minutes of issuing certificates on mobile phones to today, his Ukrainian citizens have exceeded 20 million.
全国七成的手机里都装了它。
It's in 70% of mobile phones in China.
他给这套东西起了个名字。
He named this set of things.
叫手机里的国家。
Called countries in your pocket.
说白了。
In simple terms,
他不是在当官。
He is not in office.
他是把治理一个国家当成运营一款软件产品来做，哪个流程？
He treats governing a country as if it were running a software product, and he is implementing the following processes.
烂
Bad
哪个环节卡
Which stage is stuck?
就用产品经理那一套，一个版本。
Use the product manager's approach one version at a time.
一个版本给你迭代掉。
One version iterated.
要是没有那场战争，
If there hadn't been that war,
他大概会一直当那个光鲜的科技部长。
He will probably continue to be the Minister of Technology for Fiber Optics.
可2022年俄军打了进来。
In 2022, the Russian army invaded.
断电断网前线。
Front line of power and internet outage.
眼看要变成睁眼瞎。
On the verge of becoming blind.
就在开战第三天。
On the third day of the war.
费奥多罗夫又干了件。
Fedorov did another one.
让全世界看傻眼的事儿。
To make the world laugh.
他直接在推特上公开喊话吗
He directly shouted on Twitter.
马斯克本人。
Elon Musk.
你的火箭都能飞火星了。
Your rockets can fly to Mars.
能不能先给乌克兰开通星链
？Can you first open Starlink for Ukraine?
从这条推特发出，到马斯克回一句
，From this tweet to Musk's reply.
星链已激活，中间不到12个小时。
Star has been activated for less than 12 hours.
又过了两天。
Two more days passed.
第一批星链终端就运进了乌克兰，别的官员。
The first batch of Starlink terminals has been delivered to other Ukrainian officials.
球员要递照会，走外交程序。
The player must follow the diplomatic procedures.
他发了条推特。
He posted a tweet.
这就是产品经理和官僚最根本的区别。
That's the fundamental difference between a product manager and an administrator.
他脑子里没有那些流程。
He doesn't have those processes in his mind.
只有一件事儿。
Only one thing.
这事儿怎么最快解决？尝到甜头的费。
How can this matter be resolved quickly so that someone benefits?
奥多罗夫把这套打法整个搬上了战场。
Fedorov brought this entire set of tactics to the battlefield.
他搞了个国家级的无人机军团计划，又拉起一个专门孵化军工科技的平台。
He launched a national drone army project and also started a platform specifically for incubating military technology.
叫 Brave 一，把民间的技术、极客、创业公司。小工厂全串到一起。
Bring together a group of grassroots technology geek startups and small factories.
国家出钱下订单。
The government places an order.
谁的无人机打得准，炸得狠，战场。
Whose drone is accurate and deadly on the battlefield?
数据传回来就给谁追加采购。
Who should I order more from after the data comes back?
追加投资，战争爆发前
，additional investment before the war broke out，
全乌克兰能造无人机的厂子只有七家。
There are only 7 factories in all of Ukraine that can produce drones。
到2025年
，by 2025，
这个数字冲到了500多家。
This number has reached over 500。
光是那种自杀式无人机的月产能
，just the production capacity of suicide drones，
一年之内就从20000架暴涨到200000架
，from 2,000 to 20,000 in one year，
他等于是用运营互联网平台的思路。
He is essentially using the operational thinking of operating internet platforms.
硬生生催出了一整个军工产业。
It has successfully developed a complete military industry.
上一期那个马扎尔在战壕里给自己的部队攒供应链。
The previous Mazar was hoarding supplies for his troops in the trenches.
而费奥多罗夫是在顶层，给整个国家搭了一条大得多的供应链。
Furthermore, Fedorov established a large and comprehensive supply chain for the entire country.
到了2026年
In 2026,
仗打了快四年。
The war has been going on for almost 4 years.
乌克兰最缺的已经不是钱。
What Ukraine really needs is not money.
也不是装备。
Not equipment.
而是人。能扛枪上前线的年轻人越打越少。
However, the number of young people who can bear arms and go to the front lines is decreasing.
于是泽连斯基下了个狠决心。
Then Zelensky made a firm decision.
让这个最懂技术也最敢砸烂旧规矩的费奥。
Let this be the most tech-savvy and fearless person to break old rules.
费奥多罗夫去当国防部长。
Odorov becomes Minister of Defense.
他一上任就动真格。
He started working hard right away.
一口气开掉五个副部长。
Dismissed 5 deputy ministers in one go.
其中就有管采购的，给部里的官员，给所有军工供应商挨个上测谎仪。
Among them, the procurement department conducted polygraph tests on all military suppliers.
把过去黑箱一样的军购全改成公开竞标。
Convert all past closed-door military procurement into open bidding.
光这一刀下去，采购成本就砍掉了近两成。
With this single procurement method, the cost of purchasing has been reduced by nearly 20%.
而他心里最核心的目标只有一个。
And his core goal was just one.
让无人机，让机器尽可能把士兵从死亡线上替下来。
Let drones and machines do everything possible to get soldiers out of the battlefield.
用他自己的话说，
In his own words,
他要干的不是修修补补，
He's not just fixing and repairing.
是把整个系统换掉，一个卖广告的程序员。
Replace the entire system with a programmer who sells advertising.
就这样。
That's it.
一路坐到了国防部长的位子上。
Sat all the way to the position of the Minister of Defense.
他证明了一件和马扎尔一模一样。
He proved something that was exactly the same as Mazel's.
却又更彻底的事儿。
But it's even more thorough.
当战争撞上顶级的产品思维。
When war clashes with top-notch product thinking.
一个国家怎么打仗？
How a country can wage war
是可以被从头到尾重新编程的。
It can be reprogrammed from scratch.
但我们还是那句话。
But we still have the same point.
不去评判背后的立场和地缘政治。
Without judging the underlying position and geopolitics.
因为再高效的系统背后都是一条条真实的生命。
Because behind any efficient system are real lives.
我们只想让你看清一件事。
We just want you to understand one thing.
战争的样子正在被彻底重写。过去
The way of war is being completely rewritten.
决定胜负的是钢铁和人海。
The deciding factor is steel and manpower.
而现在是代码，是无人机。
And now it's code drones.
是谁能把整个国家运营得像一家最高效的科技公司？
Who can manage a whole country like a high-efficiency tech company?
而这场变革才刚刚开始，完整数据和时间线，搜索公众号。
And this transformation is just beginning. Complete data and timeline search. WeChat official account.
今夜微风看全文。
Tonight, a gentle breeze.
我是今夜微风，带你看懂这个正在被 AI 重写的世界。下回接着聊。
I'm going to watch this world being rewritten by AI tonight, and I'll talk about it again next time.